So we go to 157. A Lehigh junior, Sean Bono, 7-8 out of Harvard, Massachusetts. For Penn, Brad Wookie, a freshman of Elyria, Ohio, 8-15 for the Quakers. Another match for Lehigh favored, but you know, Lehigh's really been able to see Bono at full strength much lately. If Wookie takes a shot and Bono counters, now trying inside trip. Down the back, and Bono's put Wookie on his back. Near fall captain Joe Bartel taking a look down there to fall. In just 23 seconds for Bono, 6 big points for the Mountain Hawks as we go to intermission. And for Sean, it's his 6th ball of the year. 6 of his 8 rings have been pinned, and we have reached intermission with Lehigh leading Penn 16-4. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the Domino's Pizza intermission report in a moment. You're listening to Lehigh Mountain Hawks Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
We were there in times of war.
And today marks the anniversary of the end of the Korean War.
We were there in times of peace.
Wildfires in California are now under control, thanks to the efforts of the Air Force.
For more than 50 years, the Air Force Reserve has been there when America needed us most.
But his greatest achievement was the Medal of Honor he received after Vietnam.
Other news, a family of four was saved during the hurricane last night by an Air Force Reserve rescue team. The daring rescue.
And in the war on terror, soldiers were airlifted today to a hospital in Germany.
From defending freedom around the world to protecting people and property here at home, we are there. We are the Air Force Reserve. To find out more about the Air Force Reserve, call 800-257-1212 or visit us online at afreserve.com. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
Don't you have some math to do?
In a minute!
Sound familiar? Do your kids know that there'd be no video games or computers without math?
But it's so much more than that. Math helps us analyze data, track patterns, follow trends.
Invest in our future. Using geometry, we can design almost anything. Clothes, bridges, cars, buildings.
And algebra gives us a way to make sense of information.
To solve problems in today's world and smart. It's so cool.
With math, we can understand the stock market, start a business, and get the most for our money.
We can take better care of the environment, our health, and each other. So the next time you hear,
in a minute,
remind them how important math is to the future of our generation. This message brought to you by the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics.
Do math, and you can do anything.
Welcome back to Lima Turner. We make great call. Lehigh with the lead over the Penn Quakers here at intermission, 16-4. The Mountain Hawks in front, and a good afternoon for Lehigh thus far. The Mountain Hawks have won 4 bouts in a row, 4 of the 5 overall. Bonus points in the last 2. So pretty much 2 upset wins and 2 bonus points wins for Lehigh. I put them up by 12 here at intermission. We began at 125, where Peter Mitchberger fought valiantly. Mark Rappo just a little bit too good on this day. 6 takedown in a 14-6 major decision. That put Penn up 4-0, but after that it was all Lehigh. Frank Tagnino takedowns in the second and third periods to upset 59th Raleigh Peterson, 5-3. That got Lehigh on the board, and then Steve Sutton takedown in the first and a 2.5-minute rideout. Takedown early in the third. He wins 8-7 over Zach Kemmerer. That's what Lehigh and Button in. Joey Napoli is a 10-3 win, a 10-2 win over to over Andrew Lindsay. And then right before the intermission, Sean Dodo right inside Christmas, and then is able to put Wookie on his back, getting the ball in just 23 seconds. 16-4 is where we stand here at intermission. We'll take another 2-minute break. We'll preview the second half of the dual meet when we come back. You're listening to Lehigh Mountain Hawks Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
Welcome to Moontown Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
To click it or not to click it? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to bear the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or perhaps not clicking it and getting a kick it? Or to click it and save yourself from bad things happening to your head and body? I tell you what is nobler. You, my friend, should click it.
At night, when you're almost asleep, small sounds can be very disturbing. Little wonder, then, what really big sounds can do to your ears the rest of the time. Millions of Americans live with hazardous noise levels every day. And we don't just mean rock stars. A kitchen blender hits 85 decibels. The noise level audiologists know can cause permanent hearing loss. No need to wear earplugs when you make a banana smoothie. But if you're in the 85 decibel range for long periods, day after day, your hearing is at risk. People who work in nightclubs, who use power tools, who listen to music with headphones, are especially vulnerable. For more on the 85 decibel danger zone and ways to protect your hearing health, visit ASHA.org. That's ASHA.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association, reminding you to keep an eye on your ear.
Welcome back to Lehman Turn Arena at Grace Hall. Steve Bunker here with you on WLVR-FM. We are up 16-4 on 10 here at intermission. It's an all Lehigh through the first five, and Lehigh will look to continue that through the next five, where the Mountaineers will be favored almost slightly in some aspects in four of the five bouts. Again, Hatchett versus Borak, our first bout after the intermission. A very important bout for Hatchett. Again, if he wins, he gets himself in consideration for the number one seed at 165 at EIWA. He might have it regardless, but a loss to Borak would not help that cause. Hatchett's only lost so far in the conference, coming to an unranked wrestler from Navy. 174, Austin Hayes will be out there for Lehigh. The question is, will it be Giffen or Bisset? And looking at the Penn bench, Bisset's just kind of standing around, so it actually might be Giffen, which would be interesting, because Giffen, again, wrestled out five matches yesterday at the National Collegiate Open at Clarion. So interesting to see what happens there, but right now it looks like it might be Giffen, the returning All-American, trying to get another one out against Lehigh's Austin Hayes. 184, Robert Hamlin will take on Eric Smith. Hamlin having a great year, 23-2, have favored in that one. 197, the one bout where Penn is favored in, Michael Burak ranked 4th against Joe Kennedy, who is ranked 11th. Should be a good one there. Kennedy is struggling a bit of late, more so just unable to find the offense. And it was Burak winning in a close decision last year's meeting at Penn, so looks like Burak will try to change that result, but it will not be easy as they do battle here at 197. And the final battle of the duel, Zach Ray will take on Kyle Cowan. Ray looking for his 26th win of the year to end the duel season, and he will take on Cowan, who is ranked 33rd in the coaches' panel rankings. Take one more 2 minute timeout, and when we come back, second half of the duel meet between Lehigh and Penn. You listen to Mountain Rock Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
My mom is a hero. She goes into burning buildings. She finds people inside the nuclear seeds, and then she helps them get out. Even when she can't see or see. Even when she's a little scared. My mom is a firefighter. She does great things. And the best thing she can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration, a part of FEMA, reminds you to protect the heroes who protect our lives. And the smoke alarm on every floor. Test it monthly. Replace the battery yearly. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, 60% of all fire deaths occur in a home without a working smoke alarm. The good news is, that's a fact that can change. For more information, visit the U.S. Fire Administration at www.usfa.fema.gov. Working for a fire safe America.
A través de los años, sus manos han tocado muchas vidas. Use sus manos para salvar vidas, teniendo cuidado con el fuego. Instale detectores de humo y ensaye rutas de escape de emergencia. Evite los incendios y salve vidas. Así podrá seguir dando una mano a otros. Visítenos en internet en www.ussa.fema.gov. Un mensaje del U.S. Fire
Why is it we never hear about the good things?
Stories. Two teenagers are accused of drug-related...
The newspaper report shows that 65% of adults have a negative opinion of teenagers. Shootout downtown leaves four teenagers dead today.
It's time for teenagers to get noticed and doing something right. Get involved in crime prevention in your community. Tutor, mentor, volunteer. And let's stop proving everybody wrong by doing something right. Call 1-800-722-TEENS.
A public service message brought to you from the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Lima Turn Arena. Grace Hall, as we get set for the second half of this dual meet. Just waiting for the TV signal to start the duel. And Brandon Hatch out there in the center of that waiting. Referee Joe Bartel near at the end with the TV folks. Trying to figure out how much more time we have before we can get things going. Looks like we're waiting for one more break, I would hope, and that's it. Well, we have more. So, a little bit of an extended delay right now. We, again, supposed to be just a 10-minute intermission. And for the various, I guess, media responsibilities, it ends up running a little bit longer. And I guess we have to keep waiting. This should be the last commercial break before we get started. 2 minutes. That's not good. Well, while we wait for that, let's take another quick 60-second timeout. 16-4, Lehigh leading 10. You're listening to Mountain Talk Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
When the doctor said the words, "You have macular degeneration," I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Until that day, I didn't even know what that was. My doctor explained that macular degeneration can cause blurring of central vision, distortion, blind spots, and that many who live with this disease are eventually unable to drive a car, read a book, or even see the faces of loved ones. But thanks to the Foundation Fighting Blindness, I also learned that there's hope. They sent me a wonderful packet on macular degeneration and told me about a great new clinical trial right in my area, testing a promising new treatment that could halt my vision loss. To find out more about this and other treatments, and to receive your free information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 800-529-2004. That number again is 800-529-2004.
Welcome back to Lima Turn Arena, Chris Hall. We get things started at 165, where Brandon Hatchett ranked 56th for the Lehigh, 14-8. Taking on Gabriel Burak, ranked 18th in the coaches' panel ranking. Burak is 15-3. This is one of the few rematches from last year's duel, where Hatchett won 5-0 at the Palestra. Again, Hatchett in the running for a good EIWA position, coming off a 7-2 win over Scott Winston of Rutgers. Gabe Burak, the older of the two Burak brothers, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Brother Steven is a sophomore. Hatchett in on a single leg. Burak goes over his back in defense. As Hatchett tries to figure this one out. Going on to his side and trying to roll around. And looks to come out the back door, perhaps. Going up on the halfway point of the first period as he nearly has Burak stacked up. Trying to step over. Burak trying to fight off his back, and he finally just tries to turn in, but Burak's got his leg.
And Hatcher trying to go underneath and break the grip. 1:12 to go in the period. We appear headed to a stalemate here after this long exchange, and we do have a stalemate called at 1:07. I mean, Hatcher was trying to show the referee that he had control with his legs, and that Thorak might have been on his back. Hatcher shoots a quick single off the whistle. Onto the right leg. Again, trying to circle around as Thorak defends through the crotch. Thorak trying to pull back here. Catch it in, and we have another stalemate quickly called, 47 seconds remaining. Two shots received by Hatchett so far in this first period, but no score for either side. Thorak goes to a front head and arm. 20 seconds to go. And a stalemate with an announced 15, where he still reads 16 on the clock. Catch it again, shoots a double and doesn't quite get there. If I mind, they have three shots to none for Hatchett in the first period as Hatchett's headgear comes undone. An official timeout for Hatchett to fix his headgear with 4 seconds to go in the period. Hatchett defers his choice after a scoreless first period. The second scoreless first period in this draw. And Thorak goes neutral here in the second. Hatchett again shoots to the leg. Thorak tries to quickly feed across from the fence. Now Hatchett trying to come out the other way. Might have himself a takedown here. Trying to hold on to the leg in a scramble and feet. Trying to work Thorak over. Can't get his arm free though. He's going to get the takedown here for sure. As he steps over for two, and Hatchett takes the 2-0 lead. And if Hatchett wins this match, the discussion amongst the coaches will be how much the weigh-in Hatchett's 1-point loss to an unranked wrestler. It's also split with Corey Lear of Bucknell, who's unranked. So Hatchett has a couple of conference losses, but a chance to perhaps beat the other top three ranked wrestler at this weight class in the EIWA if he beats Thorak, who is up and out for the escape. So 2-1. Halfway through the second period. Another shot, this time a high double. Lifting Thorak and drops him down on his side. And he's got the takedown again in his second of the match to lead 4-1. So Hatchett going back to work from the top. And the leg thrown in, trying to ride across the body. 20 seconds to go in the second period, and Hatchett will have choice. Looking for win number 15 on the season. As the time winds down, Hatchett will take a 3-point lead in the third. Reminder, Lehigh and Lafayette getting underway momentarily in men's basketball. We'll keep you posted with updates from Stabler as we get them. That's on the bottom part of the floor with a nice reversal. And he rolled through and came up and brought Thorak back down and ended up on top.
6-1 lead for Hatchett. Now Brennick is not taking bonus points as he cuts Perak loose. 6-2. Hatchett keeps a single leg. Head inside on the left leg. Perak drops down on his backside. Hatchett trying to lift a little bit. Now as Perak goes over his back, his legs are free, so he can kind of do whatever he wants here. He's stepping over and trying to turn in. Trying to figure out which way he wants to turn, it looks like, as he kind of corkscrews himself around. And looking for control underneath. Not going to be given by the referee, though. And a stalemate with 47 seconds remaining. It leads by 4, and has a minute 13 riding time as well. Final 30 seconds, the Burke tries a trip, Patrick trying to counter. Goes with a forehead and arms, he's now reaching for the ankle. They're out of bounds with 29 seconds remaining. Burak has some late life here, but Hatchett still leads by 4, and again shoots a single leg. Again, Burak goes right through the cross on the fence. About 15 seconds here, about. Hatchett appears to be in a pretty good position. They'll get the win as they roll around a bit with 8 seconds. Guaranteed riding time as well for Hatchett as the final seconds wind down. And stalemate called with 2 seconds remaining. A 7-2 win for Brandon Hatchett. The fifth straight victory in the dual meet. The Mad Dogs go up 19-4, going to 174. And Scott Giffen is going to give it a go here at 174 for the Quakers. Giffen, an All-American last year, came into the weekend at 12-5. And wrestled about 4 or 5 matches last year at the National Collegiate Open yesterday at Clarion. Actually hurt his knee in that match, so Giffen less than 100% and taking on the very strong Austin Mays for Lehigh. Mays 18-8 on the year. Mays headgear gets undone. Giffen, a Michigan transfer way back when. Ranked 22nd in the coaches panel rankings. Mays 18-8. Ranked number 9. And Giffen with the left shoulder in a harness, left knee heavily taped. The knee was apparently hurt yesterday. The shoulder's been an ongoing issue all season long for Giffen. 40 seconds gone by with no score. Despite being the higher ranked wrestler, this will be a very tough test for Mays. Although if Mays can get himself on top here, he can probably use his strength and the perceived weakness and get his shoulder to his advantage. And Mays with the go-ahead win over former teammate Alex Caruso 4-1 on Thursday night in Piscataway, New Jersey. And 20 to go, first period, no score. We are in the lead, having won 5 straight bouts. And Mays gets under the leg, and Giffen just did a well. Nice job to scoot away before Mays could pounce. Mays going to the arm and tying up near the edge, Giffen backing up, and they're out of bounds with 56 seconds remaining.
We have not seen a stall calling us doing it yet. Once mentioning. Meanwhile, there is blood on the bridge of the nose of Giffen, so he'll get more work from the pen trainer. As they clean him up. 56 seconds to go in the first period. And 10-1 the first bat of the duel by major decision as Rappo beat Berger at 125. And since then, all Lehigh. As Cagnina upset Peterkin, Sutton upset Kemmerer, Napoli by major over Lindsay, Philadelphia pinned Wookie in just 23 seconds. And Hatchett moments ago, a 7-2 win over Gabe Burak. Lehigh starting its four seniors in men's basketball today against Lafayette. You can listen to that game on LehighSports.com. Certainly you can switch over there after we're done here. With Lehigh leading Penn 19-4 at the 174-pound weight class. They have cleaned up Giffen. And back to work. And Mays got the best shot of the period so far. Boston with five straight wins. The previous four before Thurston had all coming by fall. He is 10th. Or he has 10 for the year. He needs two more pins this year to get into the top 10 in the Lehigh single season fall list. And Mays. And the short-head and arm here. Trying to use his strength to kind of get behind Giffen and now pulling him in. Trying to circle around or maybe throw. Mays still working very hard here as the final seconds winding down. And Austin will be scoreless heading to the second period. Giffen's choice. And Giffen's hardest came undone on the left shoulder. So I'll try to put that back together. Giffen's choice. Giffen will choose bottom against Mays. So we'll see if Austin can use this to his advantage. We'll see what Mays can use in the top position here. In the second period at 174. Trying to hook the leg here now. He's back up top. And he's trying to keep Giffen down on the mat. And because of the injuries, it seems like Giffen certainly not the explosive attacking wrestler he was when he reached the ENWA finals last year and finished 7th at 174. And Giffen calling for the injury clock. I believe this is for the work on the shoulder. Although, actually this appears to be the other shoulder. The right shoulder they're working on now. So Ron Giffen's injury clock, a minute and 30 seconds. Basketball game, Lehigh up 9-6 of the first media timeout. And they cut the injury time on Giffen. Back to work with 1:23 to go in the second period. No score in the bout. Lehigh leading the duel 19-4. As Mays trying to lift and now trying to bring Giffen down to the mat. Finally, tackling a little roll through from Giffen. Mays able to maintain control, though Mays is in some trouble here.
he might get reversed and keeps on the ankle, trying to work his way back up. Now Giffen pulling back on Mays' leg. Giffen trying to pull in. The other fans trying to say, watch the knee as they flip over. Mays still maintains control. Nice job on top by Mays, and they'll bring it back to the center of the mat with 46 seconds remaining. A good quick early move by Giffen goes for Nardo, he nearly surprised Mays. 45 seconds to go. Mays is obviously going over minute riding time here in a second. Giffen, on paper, depending on how that settles out, somebody can earn a rather low seat at the AWA, but somebody you're not going to want to face based on his accomplishments the last several years. Final 20 seconds to go, second period. Again, this is a guy who wrestled 4 or 5 matches yesterday, Dave Giffen, at the NCO. Final 10 seconds. And looks like Mays is going to ride out the second. And Mays indicates down for the third. Has 1 minute to get out to maintain his riding time advantage. And what is a scoreless bout thus far. Mays to his feet, Giffen no finger on the legs, Mays leaping the other way. Trying to circle around. Trying to pull back on Giffen's leg, trying to break that grip now. Giffen holding on for dear life. So Mays' upper left leg, he's got it free. Giffen though back onto the right leg now. Mays trying to lift and stack Giffen up. Needs to get his feet out. Needs to get his feet free. Giffen hold on for dear life, and Mays has a leg through reversal. And that gives Austin a 2-0 lead. And he goes back to the top position. Now looking for his quarter, Nelson. Giffen going down to the mat. Austin trying to work him over. Got the quarter, and there goes Giffen. He's calling for injury time. That could be a 4-point near fall. They're going to give him a 4-point near fall. They call injury to fall here at 5 minutes and 4 seconds. As Mays is going for the quarter to work him over. 6 points for the Mountain Hawks. 25-4. The lead now for Lehigh. And again, kind of different for cutting it out after wrestling 5 matches today, but just too banged up to continue. And once you get in Mays' quarter and also his strength, it's just too much to overcome. So on we go to 184. You guys send out sophomore Robert Hamlin. Hamlin taking on 10 junior Eric Smith. Smith 2-6 on the year. Hamlin now 23-2. Smith a former Michigan Wolverine, much like Giffen. And back to center with 2:41 to go in the first. Looking to keep things moving as we head to the EIWAs. In my estimation, a favorite for the number one seed with his win over Bosak of Cornell. Had that loss to Robertus, though. And again, quick action, ends up out of bounds. Back to center with 2:15 remaining.
Nice 5-3 over Rinaldi, although it's Smith who gets on the single leg. Hamlin trying to counter, gets his leg free, and gets back to his feet. And a 25-4 lead for Lehigh in the duel. Coming up on the halfway point of the first period. Near the edge, Hamlin trying to duck in on a shot, and Smith goes at him out of bounds. With 1:23 remaining. No score here at 184. Good one coming up next between Kennedy and Burak. Burak the younger, but larger. Ankle pick attempt by Smith. Hamlin trying to circle around. He does get back behind. Has to bring him down to the mat, though. He's around the waist. Now, tips down the leg and has a takedown. What a move by Hamlin. To not give up the takedown and get one of his own. He takes a 2-0 lead with 50 seconds to go in the period. Final 30 seconds to go here in the first period. And Smith gets up and out for the escape. 2-1. Under half a minute to go as Hamlin shoots a single. Smith trying to spin around behind. Hamlin trying to separate the hands and turn. He does. No shot, and a reshot from Hamlin. Good action both ways. Not a lot of scoring, just the one takedown from Hamlin. And the escape from Smith, 2-1 after one period. Hamlin heads down to start the second period. And quickly up and out, took about 2 seconds for the escape, 3-1. A nice benefit to have your Hamlin. The guy just does not get tired. We'll go back to center with 1:41. Another ankle pick attempt by Smith. Hamlin comes back, tries to push and go to the ankle pick of Jordan. Smith just went scurrying halfway across the mat as he tried to keep his balance. And Joe Bartel stops the action. We'll restart from center with 1:20 to go in the second period. Hamlin leading it 3-1. Looking to make it 7 straight wins for Lehigh in the dual meet. Matt Moss lead 25-4. Lehigh trying to establish himself as a force going to the IWA Championships. Under a minute ago, Hamlin gets onto a leg near the edge. And I'm going to say out of bounds. In fact, yeah, it could have been a fleeing call, but Joe Bartel says that Smith just ran out of room on the side. And Smith went from the center to the edge in a hurry. This time, Hamlin front end arm nearly had a leg off the whistle. Trying to snap Smith back down. Gets to an ankle. Now into a single leg position. Kicking out the other leg and gets the takedown. Second takedown for Hamlin, who now leads 5-1. With 30 seconds to go in the second period. Smith will have choice in the third. And now Hamlin will go over a minute riding time in the next couple of seconds as well. 5 seconds, second period. And a 5-1 lead for Hamlin going to the third. And Smith indicates the down position as his choice. Hamlin indicates an optional start. Smith has the escape. So 5-2. Hamlin leads with 1:14 riding time. Pressure on here. Again, gets the leg. Stall warning on Smith as we go out of bounds. That is the first stall warning of the entire dual meet against either side. It goes against Eric Smith. As Hamlin shoots a single leg, loses it, and then turns right back. Hamlin looks at the inside. Kurt, and he gets a takedown off of it. Takedown number 3 for Hamlin, who leads 7-2. Minute 10 to go in the bout. Yeah, looking to keep things rolling. Letting Smith go, and there's the escape. Hamlin needs 2 more takedowns. Or a takedown at stalling point. Fireman's attempt by Hamlin on the edge. Does not have the back ankle. Needs to pull him back in. And now gets around the waist for 2. So 9-3 with 43 seconds remaining. Hamlin still has optional start on the way back to center. He needs 1 more takedown for a major. So the escape makes it 9-4 with 39 seconds to go. Hamlin trying to get to a leg. Near the edge. Around the waist, Hamlin turns back in and off the mat before Hamlin can spin around behind. 26 seconds remaining. And we'll see if Hamlin can get himself a major decision. Final 15. Trying to get in on the shot again. Again, Smith won't wrestle. Now Hamlin gets one leg. Hamlin has 8 seconds to try to get the other. He tries to kick out the back leg. Gets around the waist. 2 on the edge with 4 seconds remaining. A really nice working leg job by Hamlin. So he just needs to keep Smith down for 4 more seconds and we'll have a major. Now we move on to 197. And the Joe Kennedy for Lehigh, the junior out of Milford, Pennsylvania, 15-8 on the year. Michael Burak from Penn, ranked 4th, 24-4. Actually, Kennedy is 16-8. With his win the other night. Burak won the meeting last year in the duel, 3-2 in the tiebreakers. Again, offense has been the problem lately for Kennedy. Won 3-2 on Thursday night against Mike Wagner of Rutgers without the benefit of the takedown. In all likelihood, the number 2 seed in the AIWA. And he could use a win here because he lost to Mitchell of America, which might cost him the 3 seed. Overhooks is Barack keeping the pressure on near the 10 bench. But they're off the mat with 2:08 remaining. First with no score. Next to last out, we'll see Zach Ray and Kyle Cowan at heavyweight to close things out. Close out the dual season, which Lehigh will finish with a 15-6 record, including a 7-1 mark against the IWA opponents. Oh yeah, will keep his home conference winning streak alive, and its home win streak overall alive. Yeah, he's never lost at home under Pat Santoro. 1:14 to go in a scoreless first period. Shots from Kennedy. Barak just gets up and pushes after that near the edge and off the mat with 44 seconds remaining. Now down to 35 in the first period. That's Barak trying to overhook, work a little front head and arm here. And he's trying to get his head out and does. Now, correct. Tying up upper body. Down to 15 seconds. And Kenny's trying to throw him. Gets the takedown. He just shoved him off him and takes him down. And in the final seconds of the first period, Kenny's going to take a 2-0 lead. Lateral drop from Kennedy. Burak the first, and Kennedy chooses down to start the second. So it looked a lot like Burak wanted upper body, but he just never went for it. And Kennedy did. Kennedy to his feet. And he's out. 3-0. With 1:42 to go in the second period. Well, I think that takedown gives Gosham confidence here moving through. There are no takedowns in last year's match. Well, Lehigh looking for an 8th straight win in the dual meet. And front head and arm from Barak. And tying up, Barak being very physical. Again, goes back to the front head and arm position. Barak trying to work off the front head and arm. And a score warning on Kennedy for backing up. With 52 seconds remaining. First warning on Kennedy, first against Lehigh in the dual meet. As Joe Bartel waited until 184 to put the fist in the air for Smith and Penn. And 35 seconds. Again, upper body, and that time a throw attempt, and Kenny just slid off Burak and off the mat. Kenny nearly landed on top, but able to just kind of bounce off and out of bounds. 26 seconds remaining. hits one on the head. And it's taken on the first period, came late. Down to 15 seconds. We're not going to shot Kenny trying to reshot. Down to 5 to go in the period. And a 3-0 lead for Kennedy going to the third. And Burak will choose down. And he's riding off to the side, stays in the single leg position. Trying to pull Burak back down with a trip. He finds the back leg and does go there. Burak heads for the edge. And they'll go back to center if they were headed close to the VIP seat. Quickly to his feet again. This time Kennedy will just shove him away for the escape. 3-1. Norm off the whistle from Burak. Kennedy up, back up to his feet. 1:15 to go in the third. Kennedy leads 3-1. Trying to make it 8 straight wins in the duel for Lehigh. Still to go in the third. As Burak gets on Kennedy's leg, Joe trying to kick away, but Burak has a tying takedown. And now Kennedy's got to escape. He's going to cut Kennedy loose. So 3-3, actually now 4-3 with the escape. And a quick low single shot from Burak. Down to 45 seconds as Kennedy's trying to hold on. Each man now has a takedown. Kennedy's been warned for stalling once as well. Thought about an inside trip. Burak underhooking. Still trying to circle in, and they're out of bounds with 31 seconds remaining. And he does go forward off the whistle. 25 seconds, Burak trying the shot. Kenny now goes to a front head and arm. Down to 20 seconds remaining. Burak gets to his feet. Kenny comes in on a half shot. He goes bleeding with 13 seconds left. Burak drops down to a leg. Kennedy with 5 trying to whiz her. Needs to lift, but Kennedy's going to hold on here and win. And a thunderous ovation from the crowd as Kennedy wins it 4-3, avenging the loss last year. To 4, Lehigh leads, going to the final bout of the dual season. So Ray against Cowan, Ray 25-0, the junior out of Hope Pack Town, New Jersey, ranked number one in the country. Cowan, a freshman out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, 16-12, ranked 33rd in the coach's panel rankings. As Ray with the takedown that wasn't for Russo of Rutgers at the end of the dual meet on Thursday night. Referee said no takedown, and Ray held on to beat Russo 3-2. His 25th straight win this season. Zach has won 27 in a row, getting back to last year. Shot a double, not trying to stay on as a single. Working really hard here, and Cowan trying to defend, and Ray just drops him down and gets the takedown. So Ray taking on a quick, smaller heavyweight size-wise. Out in front, 2-0. And back to center with 2:04 remaining in the first period. So it's a 2-1 win over Russo for Ray on Thursday. Ray got an escape in riding time. As Cal was trying to press switch, and Ray was going to come back across the face and bring him down to his back, but Cal was able to turn back in. So, Ray riding from behind Cal. Cal gets to his feet and gets out for the escape. 2-1. A win here would obviously solidify Ray's number one seed. I think the likelihood that Jack will not see Russo or Flores till the finals. Create a much easier path for the returning EIWA champion. Jack now 81-10 for his career. At the NCAA's round of 12 as a freshman and third overall last year, reaching the semifinals. Ray shoots a single, into a double near the edge, and no control, and Ray runs out of room neutral with 52 seconds remaining. So Ray's been getting to the legs, finishing has been not really the problem, but the issue is Ray leads 2-1. 45 seconds to go in the first period. Ray thought about a foot sweep, now trying to circle around behind, gets to the leg. Cowan trying to kick away, and Ray gets around the ankles for two. Back to center with 19 seconds remaining, a 4-1 lead for Ray. And Lena will be back in action at the EIWA Championships, March 5th and 6th at Boston Hill. Check back to LeaiSports.com as we figure out our broadcast coverage for that tournament. We'll have the finals in some capacity, be it radio or internet only. And then, still deciding on some of the proceedings from Saturday and Sunday morning. They circle around with Ray in control, leading 4-1 at the end of one period. Ray headed down to start the second. Trying to ride across the body here, Ray taking his time. So Ray just kind of leans back and nearly got tilted here, but found able to maintain control. Ray couldn't roll out and no near fall. And now Ray just kind of clears the hand. What's the call? Locked hands against 10. 1 point for Cowan. Ray not out for the escape, though. So, now injury time called for by Cowan. Ray takes a 5-1 lead on the penalty point for locked hands. Okay, he's about to get out, but Cowan appears to be okay. They're being ridden for a while here, so certainly enjoying this time out as well to get himself back together. Cowan fully in control here. So Ray heads back to the down position. To his feet. Challenge again going across the body. Ray trying to turn in. Challenge got Ray's leg locked and brings him back down. Ray trying to get his left knee free. with 1:02 to go in the second period. Count able to ride Ray a little bit here. Really frustrated right now because can't figure out what to do here on the bottom against Cowan's club body ride. And a stalemate with 24 seconds remaining. Great take peek up at the clock. And it looks like Cowan's got some blood now. And that'll again give Zach some time to take a breather. Captain Toro having a word with referee Joe Bartel. Maybe all of Lehigh stretches out a piece or two of advice for Zach. He still leads 5-1 here in the second period. And now we're ready for our restart. Again, Zach to his feet. Again, the leg tried to be thrown in, and Ray finally out. And a head flap as he turned around, but they deem it accidental, and he's out for the escape, 6-1. So Ray leads by 5. Cowan has 48 seconds of riding time. And we go to the third. Pen of choice. Case Huck. Well, Cowan clearly took something that interested him. His ability to ride right from the top position. And a caution on Ray for a false start. Ray to his feet again. Cowan throws a leg in. Back, trying to kick the leg away. He's out for the escape. So 7-1. Much less trouble here for Ray. And Cowan does not get 2 minute riding time. He also trails by 6. We'll see if Zach works for a major here. They have leading the duel 32-4, and with a chance the Mountaineers have to win the final 9 bouts. With a lot of bonus points along the way. Only 1:20 to go in the match. And the dual season for both these teams. As Ray came in on the shot and was cut off. Well, Cowan shooting a double, and Ray just kind of sitting there on the head. Trying to circle around, and he will for the takedown. 9-1 with 1 minute to go, and now Ray in line for a major decision. If he can make this hold up. Well, that's a lot of riding for Zach. You probably need one more takedown. Cowan is out, 9-2. So Zach will need one more takedown because he doesn't have riding time. Three seconds to go on the map. Turns right apparently on his way to 26-0. With some challenges in the second period. Down to 15 seconds. Fans aren't ready before I get to go get the major, but Ray seems content here, 9-2. One last shot. And he won't get the takedown. The 9-2 win for Zach Ray.
And the final score of the game, 35-4. Lehigh with a rather dominating victory over Penn in the dual meet finale. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Back to talk about it in a moment. You're listening to Lehigh Mountain Rush Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
If you're between the ages of 12 and 18, you're invited to play our Name That Theme Song Challenge. Just listen to the following songs and try to identify the popular TV shows they come from. Number 1. Number 2. 3. Now, if you can name 2, you know your TV. If you can name 3, you're a certified TV master. If you can name 4 or more, you probably need to get off the couch and get outside.
Run, walk, jump, pedal, paddle, blade, board, kick, dribble, spike, get up, get out.
A public service message brought to you by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports and the Ad Council.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop. But I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick, because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped them.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
How many of your loved ones will die of lung cancer? I'm Richard Marks, and for my favorite aunt, the music stopped too soon. I watched her lose her battle with lung cancer. She was a lifelong smoker. She was only 45. But we can help prevent further loss. Quit smoking. Learn more about your risk and advances in detection and treatment. If you or your loved ones are at risk, visit lungcancer.org or call 1-877-646-LUNG today. There is hope. Lung cancer does not have to be a death.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Oh, don't you people knock? Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Welcome back to Lehman Turn Arena at Grace Hall. Lehigh, a 35-4 winner over Penn as the Mountain Hawks close the dual season in style. Defeating the Penn Quakers, handily winning 9 bouts. And by my count, bonus points in 4 bouts bonus points given. Lehigh with 3 major upsets over higher-ranked wrestlers, as Frank Tagina beat Raleigh Peterson at 133, Steve Dutton beat Zach Kemmerer at 141, and Joe Kennedy with a win over Michael Burak at 197. As Lehigh really did a nice job doing what they needed to do to win this dual meet. So that's some good momentum going into the IWA Championships at Bucknell, March 5th and 6th. We're waiting for Lehigh head coach to Pat Santoro finish up with some television responsibilities. We will talk to the coach when we come back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lehigh Mountain Talk Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR.
At night, when you're almost asleep, small sounds can be very disturbing. Little wonder, then, what really big sounds can do to your ears the rest of the time. Millions of Americans live with hazardous noise levels every day. And we don't just mean rock stars. A kitchen blender hits 85 decibels. The noise level audiologists know can cause permanent hearing loss. No need to wear earplugs when you make a banana smoothie. But if you're in the 85 decibel range for long periods, day after day, your hearing is at risk. People who work in nightclubs, who use power tools, who listen to music with headphones, are especially vulnerable. For more on the 85 decibel danger zone and ways to protect your hearing health, visit ASHA.org. That's ASHA.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association, reminding you to keep an eye on your ear.
We were there in times of war.
And today marks the anniversary of the end of the Korean War.
We were there in times of peace.
Wildfires in California are now under control, thanks to the efforts of the air.
For more than 50 years, the Air Force Reserve has been there when America needed us most.
But his greatest achievement was the Medal of Honor he received after Vietnam.
In other news, a family of four was saved during the hurricane last night by an Air Force Reserve rescue team. The daring rescue...
And in the war on terror, soldiers were airlifted today to a hospital in Germany.
From defending freedom around the world to protecting people and property here at home, we are there. We are the Air Force Reserve. To find out more about the Air Force Reserve, call 800-257-1212 or visit us online at afreserve.com. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
Welcome back to Wilmington Arena at Grace Hall, now joined by the head coach, Pat Santoro. And to win the final nine bouts against Penn and beat them the way you did, you got to feel good about your team's performance today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really pleased. We're a really good team. We knew on paper we're going to get a tight one. A lot of tight matches. We're fortunate to come on top tonight. But like we always say about the postseason, last year we won the door and Penn looked great at the conference tournament. So we really need to peak in 2 weeks.
You've really got to be happy about where your team is heading this postseason with the performance your team put together both Thursday night and today.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you can't ask anything more. This is why you want to be a wrestler at the end of the year. You know, we just got to keep that momentum going moving forward.
It seems like all season long your team's freshman will pick you up, and a big win for Frank after a tough loss on Thursday. And then Dutton, he probably should be the number one seed right now, the IWA.
Yeah, again, the teams are going to be a mess in a lot of these weights. I have to really look at them. Yeah, a lot of guys have arguments for number one at a number of weights, so we'll have to wait and see how that pans itself out. There'll be 13 coaches voting on it, but he did set himself up.
Yeah, a lot of guys just kind of took care of their business today. Joe Kennedy, Benzel Wesselberg, he was not wrestling as well as you might have hoped for him, but he came back to the rest for today.
Yeah, Joe hasn't been sharp lately, and you know, to get that win today over really, I think it's, you know, one of the best wrestlers in the country, that was really big for Joe, and it was a hard-fought match. Mike DeVero just keeps coming, and you know, Joe's a goer too, but he had some nice things on Joe. Joe was able to counter him, and they get a nice throw at the end of the first period.
Remember last year when you guys wrestled Rutgers the day before Penn, your team was a little flat against Penn. How were you guys able to come out with the energy and not be flat for the school?
Yeah, I think we've been addressing that a lot, just knowing that I think we learned a lot as a team this year. You know, certain matches, and if we go in a little lethargic and not trying to earn points, we're not going to win matches. We have to be the aggressor. We have to be trying to score the whole time. When we do that, we're doing all right. If we don't do that, we're in trouble.
So you're very excited. Yeah, that'll be a tournament for sure.
Yeah, that's gonna be exciting for it. Yeah, we're excited for it. There's so many teams that's going to be, I think it's going to be a great race. And then obviously Cornell's a favorite, but Rutgers has 10 balanced guys. Penn's got good guys. American's got good guys. I mean, it's going to be an interesting tournament.
All right, well, good luck. Congrats on the win today. We'll
talk
to you soon. Yeah, Coach Pat Santoro joining us on the post-match. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Lehigh Mountain Rock Wrestling on 91.3 FM WLVR after a 60-second break.
A través de los años, sus manos han tocado muchas vidas. Use sus manos para salvar vidas, teniendo cuidado con el fuego. Instale detectores de humo y ensaye rutas de escape de emergencia. Evite los incendios y salve vidas. Así podrá seguir dando una mano a otros. Visítenos en el internet en www.ussa.fema.gov. Un mensaje del U.S. Fire at
Why is it we never hear about the good things, kids?
Two teenagers are accused of drug-related...
Newspaper reports show that 65% of adults have a negative opinion of teenagers. Shootout downtown leaves four teenagers dead today.
It's time for teenagers to get noticed for doing something right. Get involved in crime prevention in your community. Tutor, mentor, volunteer. And let's stop proving everybody wrong by doing something right. Call 1-800-722-TEENS.
A public service message brought to you from the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
35-4, the final score here. Lehigh defeats American, and, or rather Penn, in the regular season finale. Mountain Rock wrap up what is a 15-6 dual season, 7-1 in the EIWA, 10-4, 10-6. The Quakers are now 5-2, and terrific all-around job done by Lee here this afternoon. The final 9 bouts, 9-10 overall, to get the victory. That'll do it for us again. Don't forget Lehigh back in action at the EIWA Championships, March 5th and 6th at Bucknell. Check back at LehighSports.com for the latest broadcast information concerning the EIWA Championships. Now though, the final score, Lehigh 35-10-4. For Penn, back in our WLVR studios, I'm Steve Lemongino. Thanks for listening to Lehigh Mountain Dogs Wrestling on 91.3 FM, WLVR.
My mom is a hero. She goes into burning buildings. She finds people inside that need to be saved. And then she helps them get out. Even when she can't breathe or see. Even when she's a little scared. My mom is a firefighter. She does great things. And the best thing she can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration, a part of FEMA, reminds you to protect the heroes and protect our lives. And the smoke alarm on every floor. Tested monthly. Replace the battery yearly. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, 60% of all fire deaths occur in a home without a working smoke alarm. The good news is, that's a fact that can change. For more information, visit the U.S. Fire Administration at www.usfa.fema.gov. Working for a fire-safe America.
What's up, Lehigh Valley? This is Penn up in the studio, actually from the Dub Man. This is a Thursday night show, but thought we had a couple of guys coming in for a show this afternoon. I guess not, so I'm going to go ahead and play another commercial and switch over to automation. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. This is 91.3 WLVR Bethlehem.
When the doctor said the words, "You have macular degeneration," I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Until that day, I didn't even know what that was. My doctor explained that macular degeneration can cause blurring of central vision, distortion, blind spots, and that many who live with this disease are eventually unable to drive a car, read a book, or even see the faces of loved ones. But thanks to the Foundation Fighting Blindness, I also learned that there's hope. They sent me a wonderful packet on macular degeneration and told me about a great new clinical trial right in my area, testing a promising new treatment that could halt my vision loss. To find out more about this and other treatments, and to receive your free information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 800-529-2004. That number again is 800-529-2004.
LVR.
This is a quiet message about noise and the possibility there's too much of it in your life. Audiologists know that everyday sounds like lawnmowers, music with headphones, even the commotion of a crowded restaurant can hit 85 decibels. That's loud enough over time to cause permanent hearing loss. So keep an eye on your ears. For more on hearing health and the 85 danger zone, visit ASHA.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
When men were men?